AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
From the heart of Point Fortin, Trinidad, to the global soca stage, a 10-time Road March King who is undisputably the pioneer and soul of soca, a living legend whose music defines generations. Today, we honor this icon. This is Baja TV Podcast with the one and only Super Blue.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha, and welcome to our Basha TV studio based in Atlanta, Georgia. Guys, I want to go on record to say that I have never, ever been nervous for an interview. Today I am. Why? Because I'm about to interview the high priest of soca. Some know him as Blue Boy. Some know him as Super Blue. Some of you may only know his hits based on your generation. Hits like Fantastic Friday, most recently, Soca Kingdom. Hits like Etel, Rebecca, and the list goes on. This man needs no introduction when it comes to soca music. He's the heart and soul of the genre. But today, he has kindly consented to sit down and have a candid discussion with me. Without further ado, I introduce you to the high priest of soca, none other and Austin Lyons, Super Blue. Welcome.
Thank you.
I have never been nervous to interview anybody, and I just came off of an interview with the great Dwayne Bravo, and he's like, go interview him. That's the man. You have no idea how much we love you.
I'm honored to be here. The angels tell me. Feel honored, right? Yeah. We are in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Super. First of all, I'm sure some people know why, but I'm going to get straight to it because as a child, when I first learned about you, I knew about Blue Boy. And you see, I'm wearing blue in honor of that. I went to get my nails redone. I knew about Blue Boy. Why you change your name to Super Blue?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll give it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Boy. In school, to keep it real, in school.
Yeah.
I had a phobia with him calling me Blackie Kubo. And then he called me and told me, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my mother about it.
Mm-hmm.
I hid it from Shifa, but they called me Blackie Kubo. Then, I left Point Fortin at the age of 17 and a half.
At the age of 17, you left Point Fortin.
Came into Power Speed.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours coming to Power Speed.
Yeah.
With $200. We hiked a free ride from Point Fortin to San Fernando and then decided to pay to come into.
Oh my God.
My family.
Just for our viewers. To put it in the context for the rest of the world, Point Fortin is in the southern part of Trinidad, where Blue is from. Yeah.
Morning. And we tell you how good to reach in Tonga, using Tonga, and even because you hike from point all the way. Excuse me.
Okay.
And we reach in Tonga.
Mm-hmm.
Check in the hotel. The hotel was a Woodford Square.
And so, Woodford Square is the heart of Port of Spain.
Yes. Woodford Square.
Yes.
Okay. We just do get you some meat and take a long day and benches and start to eat and think about it. By the time we walk two tongue a little bit, we're tired, we come back and it's our resting place. Back in the hotel.
Back in the hotel.
Yeah, and so them mentioned that them know my DNA. Yeah, so, but 6 months, because after 2 weeks, the money finished.
Mm-hmm.
So he say, I'm going back home to point. Come understand here tomorrow, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be all right. I'm going back for money. So I went in that stand for 4 months every day.
No money.
No money. Nobody, no money. He didn't come back.
So where were you living between 17 to 18?
For 6 months after I was in the square, in the clubs, going up, down, down. Walk to Woodford Square, to Simeon Road, to Sparrow Hideaway, to audition, to put on my name, to audition. Mm-hmm. First, to sing Kyle show. Walk back. The next time I'm going, walk back again. I still been church, man. And Kusuke handing out. When I looked at the list, it's 120 something. If I put my name there, that's who go, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So I begged them down. Please, I'm from Point, I line at from Point 14. I don't go back to this look. You must sing to some from Fort. Say, put on your name. I keep begging Kusuke. I personally, wait, sit down and say, what to do? And I'm praying, what to do? Bill Chutman, two of them handling the audition, picking right. People.
Yes.
Bill Chutman walk into the bathroom.
Yeah.
To you in it.
Hmm.
I followed him.
Hmm.
And I wait, and this gospel truth.
Yeah.
I never put it on an interview before. So, real. And why is she telling me? I started to sing.
And
knock the wall and sing in the toilet. In this power hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm doing that? You know, I don't know, because it's strange to hear. Cover your cigar case, so they'll be outside. Because they're there again.
Mm-hmm.
What? So he's taking time now.
Mm-hmm.
An extra one for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I want boost. He said, you have more? I said, I want one when you want.
So you auditioned in the toilet?
Yes. Why is he washing his hand? I said, an extra one for him. He said, come, give him down there. I said, no, but I have a good point. And then he said, come. And he's called Kusuke.
Mm-hmm.
Come and hear this boy.
Hmm.
So tell someone, I'll go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And come. But is you would not say yes, I have a good point. And he made me sing. I sing four for them.
Hmm.
He said, what? And Kusuke could tell him, carry upstairs by the boss.
Hmm.
all that time, Sparrow upstairs in the house, upstairs in the house, nobody knew.
Nobody
so
knew.
No, Sparrow came in by Sparrow. And that the year before, and they say, whoa, whoa, you remind me of my shoe. Okay. Come down. I think, for him. He said, wow, they tell me to go. I didn't know the whole thing to do. I take it, that is the audition. I went back. I'm going on a boat.
You went in a boat, you said?
A boat.
All right, got it.
A fish boat now in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I said, to go on trawlers, fishing, shrimp and trawler on, in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
All three of them. Mm-hmm. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They put me on a boat, they say, you want to work? I say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is 3 square meals.
Yes. Yes, 3 square meals.
Going to the sea for...
Because let me just interject. At this time, you weren't really living anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm. I could live around in Point.
You live in one square. Point. Yes.
That's the honest gospel truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Visiting clubs, Durham Club, Ming Clubs, together.
So, one question about this particular period of your life. So when you left Point Fortin at 17 and a half, was it your intention to
say,
go to Point?
We say we're not going by no family. Right. I'm not going to Point, and I tell them I'm not going back Point till I make it in town. You see what you're going to do? Something.
So you didn't know you went there to thing in a calypso. You didn't know what you went to Port of Spain to do.
I came in town again. And I pray. No particular tree.
Right.
But I should go, and then when I gamble in the club to win money, I go in the tent to listen on some singers and things.
Right.
And they put me on a boat. He said, go on that boat. And the man, one of the fellas on the boat, they said, call him Pigeon. Everybody on that boat have a nickname.
Right.
So the man, the rig man, after the captain, mm-hmm. the rig man,
mm-hmm.
say, they call him and say, Pigeon, take that fella there to walk on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's approaching the boat with my little bag,
mm-hmm.
I hear, way, that man black to the blue. That blue boy.
That blue boy.
And 40-something people on the dock said, start a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? I stop. I said, a big joke boy? That's a big joke boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him. And everybody said, blue boy, come. You sleep in the dice, is your bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Blue boy. I said, wait now. Before that new stick on me. Hey. Gentlemen, my name is Austin Lance.
Mm-hmm.
People call me Austin or Salty. You see mm-hmm. the blue boy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. The captain said to call me blue boy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. So,
mm-hmm.
well, I get my mail. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Eat. Then, you say, 10 o'clock in the morning, or 7 o'clock in the morning, going to sleep. I feel good.
So this time now you're working on the boat.
No, I've done it all night. To start at the night. The night.
Yeah.
I know. Have them offload. I know the going back on fish. I own. And if nice fish go from the boat, but I eat no belly food.
I start going to
I have a place to sleep.
You have a place to sleep. I
don't
like
wake up any morning, blue boy. I said, what is this?
So the captain of that boat is who gave you the name Blue Boy.
No, the fellow named Pigeon, the second man.
Oh, Pigeon gave you the name Blue Boy. Got it. Got it.
Yeah, they say, Wayne, that man mm-hmm. black to the blue, that Blue Boy? Yeah. And everybody said,
yeah.
Yeah. Me Blue Boy.
Wow. So,
but then for that's an emboat. The big room. All that big.
They're so, big.
We're going on the sea. All around me is only water. And they call me Blue Man. I don't like it. And I want to cross. And I say, Father.
So you never like the name? You never like the name Blue Boy?
No. I got phobia from the black kikobo.
Don't get
me. Black to the blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Got
but
it.
No, but God work in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Because I decide, and I would know, still, you know, mm-hmm. just I'm going to club. For some reason, mm-hmm. when I leave the boat, I'm going mm-hmm. to why your name Austin? But the league score is called blue. But I went and watched him.
Were you wearing blue clothes at that time?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's when it started to get, I like many clubs. All the club and party, no matter Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, them boys in the club, when you fishermen come in the club, him, Blue Boy. So it wasn't bothering me too often.
Yeah. Yeah.
The girls and them started calling me Blues.
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 Well, that has a different connotation, but okay.
Blues. Blues. And I started like, the girls and them started calling me Blue Boy. You said Blue Boy. You said Blues. Blues. All right. I started brushing blues.
Mm.
I put up blues and Mavengi, a cap.
Blues. So you started to dress in blues when the girls start to call you blues.
Yes. And in between, I went and watched a picture by Globe Cinema named with Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
And they called him Blue in the picture.
Ooh.
I say, eh? Eh, buddy boy.
Uh-huh.
So, when I decided to say, I went and seen, I listened to Gypsy, I listened to Skitsina, mm-hmm. Expina, Pooza, Fawny, Juke,
mm-hmm.
Rose, Shadow, mm-hmm. and the King Sparrow, the first royalty.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, this is a nice art from the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be a footballer.
You wanted to be a footballer?
What? I was skillful. Wow. Nice like a pie. You ever heard about Leo Julian, Steve David, Roy Natchibal, Twinkle Toes?
I heard about Roy Natchibal, yeah. Yeah. So you football was your first love?
Yeah, but I had the prettiest football boots in point. And I was fancy. But the coaches and them, they had the speed, they had the skills. But you're selfish, you're not passing the ball.
Passing the ball. Okay, got it. So to take it back to the soccer now, I am surprised to learn this, that Bill Trotman was the one who really discovered you.
In a kind of way, man. And when I do talk about this, the four store.
Mm-hmm.
Is Experience, Bill Trotman and me.
Right.
With Soka Baptist,
mm-hmm.
St. Croix.
And Soka Baptist was the first one?
The first store. And the styling can come in your star. I said, one somewhere, a star. And Shadows, you remember giving the bombs, Shadow.
Yeah.
I went and tell them, and this is yours, you have it. You know. When I still do the recording, a buckle happened in Sea Lodge. as you were. I live in Silax.
Right. You were in Silax at this time?
Yeah, but I mean, she fish for the boat, boats and them only.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So I want to go and say, I'm going to leave. And what happens is that I'm recording. I said, well, this is the time to change the name. I will do so about this. And you see, what never put. But they know they was coming, blue boy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
After them put Lord Lions.
What? Nah.
After them put Lord Lions. So, I said, Lord Lions, I said, yeah. But they send you a record now to America. The Chinese, yeah. The greatest calypso producer in the world.
Wow.
So, Phoenix Fix, he was the executive producer.
Yeah.
Right? And Romy was the sub executive.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Trinidad. And why is. Hey there. Mm-hmm. That they want a blue boy. They send the original song for him to hear on the name Blue Boy. And he said, he don't like the name Lord Lyle because that Lord Kitchener lady.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Good Blue Boy. So I went and tell him, I went and then get the recording, come up and tell me, we have to do a video. I said, Blue Boy? Whoa. After I put Lord Lyle, they said, no, Blue Boy. Blue Boy, that and that, that's coming from the out of the blue. I said, mm-hmm. When it hit, I go into Jamaica, and they tell me, what you doing at Dubai, 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 blue man, man. Every time I go to Jamaica, I'm like, just put it Dubai, put it Dubai, that's a blue.
Just a blue.
So after 3 word match, I decided, hey, Pum Pum, just before the coup. Hey, you go change the name.
Mm-hmm. You really didn't like it?
No, I like it. I want to go on next level.
Okay.
I don't want to complain with nobody coming. So this is a household name. Mm-hmm. Because I say, I know. But I write a song named Superman. I said, I want to dress up like Superman.
Ah.
I write the Superman song.
Yeah.
Write the Superman album.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? I see, name the album Superman. I record the album, 7 songs, and then New York, and I come back home. Yeah. And Tariq said unto me, Austin, Blue Boy, I cannot use the name Superman. I said, why? It's infringement. The amount of lawyers will come on the back.
Yeah.
You can't do
the
that.
No copyright infringement, you know.
You know what happened? He said, well, I do something I don't want it. I don't. He marked Super Blue Boy. Not Superman, it's a Super Blue Boy. So everybody, so watch it, watch it. Yeah. I said, okay, the album, WBLS, the album. Go. I said, what? Hey, okay. Is that next level? So I said, well, Superman, Super Blue. Hey, did you look?
So that's how the name came about.
Yeah, let's take out the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Super Blue. Boy?
Yeah.
It's Super Blue.
Yeah.
Super Blue. Superman? Super Blue.
Am I forgetting something? Or did you actually go to Sesame Street one time?
The tape, well, this is about gospel truth. The tape me, I never see it.
So you never saw it?
No.
Wow.
But what I do, this, I'm telling him to get Jagan, Kukuit, and Gori. He said to meet his agent.
Yes.
And she takes some technology, you know, the production together. The Mokojumbis and them.
They did the Mokojumbi and then stuff with you and stuff.
Yeah. The songs of them.
Yeah. And okay. Because I thought I heard something.
But it was all them. And they had footage of me, but I don't know which. I know she had a tape, some footage of me.
But it was never published.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. All right, let's take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking to the High Priest of Soca. And when we come back, I want to ask him what he thinks about that title. If it's something, since we just found out that he doesn't like the name, he didn't really like the name Blue Boy. But many call him the King of Soca, the High Priest of Soca. But what we do know is that he gave the soul to the genre. And we are so happy to and honored to have him here. This is Basha TV Podcast. You're watching the Basha TV Podcast. We're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Basha, and I'm hanging with the High Priest of Soca. How do you feel about that title, Super? How do you feel about being referred to as the High Priest of Soca?
I say I come into him with a prayer, and I get it gives us the energy. I commit my hands, myself, my movement in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
And accidents in all walks of life. Yeah. Accidents is not only fatal. There's happy accidents.
Yeah.
My mom used to say, in this life, there's music on the earth, but only for those who observe and listen. By paying attention. You must pay attention. So not pay attention. Your prayer, in prayers, you ask for something, and she taught me that. Just pray. Many people just pray. I ask God for this, and I ask God for this, and I ask God for that, and I ask God for that.
Yeah.
But in the energy, you had to pray, ask God. Pray for something.
Yeah.
Moveable. Ask him how to recognize quality as to recognize it when it comes. Sometimes opportunity. Sometimes come like an adjustment. Sometimes I tell him this happy accident. That is his anointing. When I go to checking back and looking back to the quarters of time, I realize paying attention to my part, as Kaisunia and Valentino say, life is a stage and we are the actors.
Yeah.
So looking back to you, and then Shakespeare say, if music be the food of love, play on.
Play on.
So we do like, I'm saying, wait now. Certain things happen to me, this journey, and looking back to the course of time, certain things happen to me. In a tender age in school, in a savannah, which I never really tell nobody about.
And what are those things?
Happy accident.
I would like to define it because this interview is meant for others.
Happy accident. Like some. I had to say, I believe in angels.
Yeah.
Like an angel came to me. Recognizing. I knew it was there. Dangers was there. Nothing but it.
Go on.
So that, and did you ever know if you choose the path, sometime I know in life, sometimes people is good at something, but not many of them, or not many of we, know how to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
People have to learn from examples, by watching them and observing.
Yeah.
And so, not everybody from the same cup, because you could take a piece, somebody got a donut, but take a piece from you, and a piece from she, and make up some kind of,
Yeah.
A kalu, that is not one or two ingredients, it all kind of things put in a kalu.
All kind of thing in it, and, like a paella as well.
And define, see them with that. So, and
sometimes, I have a question, not to cut you, because I lost something and I feel I want to tie the things together, right? Like you talked about what happened to you in school at the Savannah happy accidents.
Because something, I recognized something, a little boy sing dong in the Savannah. And something was around me. I never understood it.
You didn't understand it.
Till I come. And it came again at a time. And I realized the time. Well, let me get an illustration. I don't want to disturb or interfere with things that I'm. What is personal or for public or that? Do you familiar yourself with footprints?
Footprints? Did you say footprints? Poem
named Footprints.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that poem?
Yes, I am.
That
poem?
Yes, sir. Yes, and that perfect illustration. Wait now.
Yeah.
When you're looking back to the color of them, see, but wait now. This is an answer of the trees. Like Mommy said, there's music in the old. For only those who observe and listen.
Yes.
Yeah? And when you pray for something, sometimes you get it and you don't have it. Sometimes you miss it because you don't ask for eyes to recognize it.
Yeah.
So that was a first illustration to me, yeah? Because I was waiting, Super. When is it? That is the man. God Almighty is that man. That time, the dumb times, but nobody promised you the how much education you have, how much talent you have, how much money you have. Nobody promised you it's a nice and smooth and lovely road.
No, it's not a smooth road. It really isn't.
This is planet Earth, and planet Earth being. I-B-L-E, and the Bible, huh?
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Either the two B's, one is for brilliant or basic information before leaving Earth.
Yeah. I like that. And Bible, basic or brilliant information before leaving Earth.
Yeah. and say, if you're just that kind to me, and I have to be doing with this sense, the thing, it have the physical, the scientific part, and the spiritual part in life. So this is how it go. Tamia, honest to God, yes, actually, God Almighty was responsible for Soka Baptist.
For Soka Baptist.
With what I don't know, innocent. So all them song and 10 roadmaps and 7 Soka Muna. 17 titles. But
17 titles.
The conjunction is that up.
Yeah.
Because if it's an adverbial clause of condition, I'm not really worried to just touch the shows. People have been given so much chances in life. They don't know. And in life, that was it. We are the actors because in life, a man this year, a person this year, for once, and you never forgive him, you understand?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
So the little things, again, no one knew it all, but everybody. Yeah.
No, but I mean, those titles are amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have achieved so much.
Achievement. God help
you. God help you. We can't talk about the great heights without talking about the lows, especially knowing that you've been through so much. And as I said, I was waiting for this interview. I've been waiting for like 15 years because the little girl in me wanted to connect with all the greatness that I've seen over the years, right? But I also saw pain, and I also saw, you know, the path of addiction, and I'm hesitant to talk about it because it's something that has affected my life personally. But I think it would be wrong of me for us not to touch that in some form, you know. And first of all, to ask you, let's start with: do you have any regrets at all with regards to the career, the journey, the footprints, you know, that you have laid? Do you have like one major regret?
Last thing I was talking about my children.
Yeah.
If you have 5 children, and with 5 different mothers, mind you, to be great in this art form, coming from 300 people.
Yeah.
The level, I mean, it's not easy to maintain that day in Super Bowl, that journey. I wish this on nobody.
Yeah, to maintain that level of success is not easy.
With my son, I don't envy nobody. And I cherish the thought of everybody's success and who's striving, man.
Yeah.
Because not everybody have the moral wisdom to accept somebody success without envy.
Yeah. That's a fact.
I say it again. Not everybody have the moral wisdom to accept somebody's success without envy.
No truth. No lies told there.
Envy is trouble.
No lies told there.
I'm sure. And looking back again, from point A to where point B.
Yeah.
What's up? Remember, from the time you were born, the day you were born, the same day you were born, the same time, somebody in the world born on that same day too.
Yes.
Time. Imagine this. You talking to me. We talking. I feel blessed talking to you. I don't know what you went through. I know it wasn't a smooth, no one's profession had no smooth and nice road, and then money goes through your mouth. No. You have to go and choose it. That agreement is the same talking to me. And you talking to me and I talking to you. You made up something.
Yeah.
Man. What would you want to change? You come back and wanted to change. And you have a nice break in front of you, looking forward by keeping faith, and holding, putting the trouble in somebody's hands, and somebody going to take out your troubles, yeah? What you want to look back and say, if you want to change something, I even looking back there, the date you was born, that was America date.
Yeah. So you have more regrets.
With America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no regrets.
What do you want to change? And I've said before, I could say that as if I go back and change something, I know if I got to reach here.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah.
So what I'm talking to, if what my will change, if you do exist, if it had grown up because of condition,
Okay, good. So yeah, so you talked about your children. How many kids do you have? Five. And
you're three girls and two boys.
Three girls and two boys. Yes. Yeah, so I know, I don't know your boys, I know your girls, but one of whom I know more than the others. But I don't know them personally. So you have two daughters who followed in your footsteps in the industry, Fayanne and Terry, correct?
Yes. And the boy, Austin Jr.
He's singing as well.
Jersey. He's in music. He's a producer, yes. And
he's a producer. Okay, got it. So do you see yourself in all of them when they're performing, or is there one that you think is more like you as a performer on the stage?
If I had to change something, I want to change, and I have a man who carried me. Good and bad, carry me.
Yeah.
And on a plane, I travel on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm coming back from tour. I hear artist say, "Boy, I thank for this show, boy, because I don't, my daughter to go to university. I don't want to go to school anymore." And I seen with now, Austin. Well, that is 3-4 years in business, and I have to, that's why she said, "Is that it?" I said, "Oop!" And I come to Puerto Rico, it has been a week. I fly back out.
Yeah.
As you're creating hits, you cast. There's music on the earth, and I prepare to sleep. My music, but it's out for my time, I'm going to sing. I want, for just the contents of this earth, will be my food here. I sleep here anyway. to fly the flag in the name of Christ also.
Mm-hmm. So, you're not a materialistic man.
No. I come in prayer and again. Yes, looking for something to do. I'm not going to, the first Christmas I spent in Paul Spain, I cry like a baby.
Really?
I have got something piling in every Christmas. In quarter, sure. Grandpa come by me, like two short of them. Pretty culture, house to house. And a point for them before the bowl. And smelling, you're smelling ham cooking over soup, pot going outside, sometimes inside. It's a cozy community, and everybody smelling everybody pot. You see the smoke from whatever. The odor of Christmas. You could smell the plane. You could smell vanish. You could smell him. In post film, tongue empty and neutral square. I cry like a baby.
Wow. Wow. So you felt the isolation of Port Spain. You felt the isolation of Port Spain.
I said, I'm not going back post, going to the point unless I make it in town.
Right. And you made it.
This hydro.
Yeah.
So I shook Michael Jackson Hine, I shook Sparrow Hine, I shook Duke Hine, Hope Sparrow, Stalin, Kitchener. Mm-hmm. They talked to me, talked to one of the greatest political writers in person. So Vincent de Beans and Mozart. I get to Lord Nelson.
Yeah.
Kind of respect them to me. I say, if I deserve it, I'm trying to keep, to me, life is a simple thing.
Life is simple.
You give respect to get back, to earn things. Earn things.
Yeah.
Not mm-hmm. only, like your own, right? Like you pay respect to get respect. Like you pay for something by your bath for a house, yeah?
Yeah.
You buy a house, yeah? You pay money to get your house on him. You pay your respect to get respect.
Do you feel the respect of your fans now? Those of us like myself included, who we've loved.
Yes.
You do?
Yes, you know, it's a 2 years, yes, you know, I will know after a period of time if it's phony, it gets done up. Just like love, it has love. So, and for the compound because of the high priest, the high priest, remember, I could incite. We call me high priest, but and I don't want to mass the Lord small too.
Right.
Remember I said hallelujah is the highest praise of the universe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, pastors, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to say hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God for sugar. Not me. Thank God for sugar.
Yeah.
I want to say,
That's a prolific line. That's like whenever I think of you, I think of that line.
Listen. Raise the rags and the flags.
Yeah.
For the stars. Mm-hmm. Bounce your body and Lego. O Trinidad and Tobago. Thank the Lord, our God, for Gaffy Blackman, Ras Shorty Eye, for the Suka Vision. I don't give vision.
Yes, he has a vision.
Dog vision. And Mr. Greg, I'm here not yet to break my. Tell Sir William Monroe, a knight to William Monroe, I'm back to X Room. The party start. Fantastic Friday. Sincerely from my heart, thank God it's Friday. I'm just here to say I love you. Fantastic Friday.
Yes.
Where's somebody room? Friday, my top of the place. Friday, in front of the face. Friday, red, white, and black. Friday, I'm back. The bounce is down, 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 the bounce is down. Bounce all over.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Suka.
Ah. Hallelujah. We high priest of Suka. So,
as you.
I'm the high priest.
You are the high priest of Suka.
Young man, wait, young man, you interviewed before. I want to thank you on this. If I say that, I love him. Did you love him? I love him. Bravo.
Bravo.
Then, bravo.
Hello? Yes, he endorsed
this.
He's like, yes, you have to do
super. What you are talking about? I'm not, before I go eagle and sing, I saw this. I said, wait now. I tell him, the boy. That's when you went and spread your hands. And I said, wow, if it for somewhere, I love that. That is special. That is official. Next thing I end, Gravo, I said, what?
You like Gravo?
I said, no, I keep saying that. I said, what is it going? The height of thing. I see, boy. I love him.
Yeah. And I will tell you that you sent your love.
My patriotic mission. I don't know. In these times, I'm not good at that. No? I admire, I can't help but to admire because, hey, angels. I caught your angel. He could do so and lie down and be sufficient. We totally have, huh?
Yes.
And do more muscle. He built a studio, which is a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, boy. When Bravo Studio comes out production, is it number one studio in the Caribbean?
It's a Rolls Royce.
It's a Rolls Royce. Well said, Super.
It's a Rolls Royce.
Yeah? Is that a Rolls diamond. Royce?
And I'm saying it.
Yeah.
This is a Rolls Royce. This is diamond.
It's a Rolls Royce.
When I just the game at all, I just called his piece box. He called his piece box.
He told me that he gave you a tour.
And came Yeah. Wow.
Super. Before we go, I want to say, you know, like, I'm so happy that you are healed and you're back. You know, when you were experiencing major addiction, it really affected those of us who loved you and who love you, rather. Right? I hope God has healed you. Has he?
We never hit. We keep it real. These levels we have to go through to adjust certain things and certain things. And we don't want to talk about mashing corns and things. I ain't nothing to that. So I know a different thing. And you do things for purposes and things. And pass through your face, you thank God the pass through your face.
Thank God the
next phase. Yeah. I must say, Everything else on earth to other people. The only thing you other people is salvation. Salvation is free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every time God.
Yeah.
Everything else. And people, so I believe in angels. I'm feel honored and blessed to do that. And after the great being bravo, I feel best.
Yeah.
One of my children's mother wanted me to witness the birth.
Huh? Oh, the birth of your child. Okay. And you didn't do it?
Boyfriend went and witnessed it. And so I never.
You never witnessed it for your children?
And all of I was in New York and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fly the day and the day after.
Mm-hmm.
And when people give you the money, you took down premium from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fry for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fry the Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Real Saturday. And she had to go in the next day.
Yeah.
I fried the Tuesday and she fried. She going to the hospital the Friday.
Yeah.
And I had to think. I was never been forgiven for that. But
you've never been forgiven for that? No. Which would you say which one of the children?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that.
So I thought because you talked about
if I am ready to talk about it and to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to want them children to Ghana to keep it clean and pure.
But the fact is, you clearly love your
children. You for the same time, some things to protect them in a kind of way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's nice to share or to share from something, but it's only important to be fair to them.
I agree.
Them know what to do. I couldn't see something, and we were anonymous, right? Then, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, heartily.
Thank you.
Sometimes you go on the next part of the interview, and sometimes you do in the next mood, right? Not to find out known things.
Well,
have something.
I want to do an interview when I come down in 47 Productions.
I'd like to meet you in that studio today.
Me too. That we'll do a different
thing. It's called the Space Box.
Yeah.
I've been to do something. Once the mind, if your mind ready to the seal.
Mm-hmm. In the space box and he rolls right.
The adventure.
Yeah. Well, super. Yeah. It was nice. Thank you for coming through. Nice. I know that this was a lot. It took a lot for us to connect. The technical difficulties played a big role, but next time we'll be meeting in person at 47 Productions, Dwayne Bravo Studio, out of Port of Spain, Trinidad. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. This was a very special interview for us because Super hasn't done such a detailed interview in a long time. It's one of our longest interviews to date because of the technical errors we technical challenges. Sorry. It's your girl, Bashir. You know, we are wrapping up this interview. We're having some technical difficulties, but we'll be back with more interviews with top Caribbean celebrities, all our icons. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on our YouTube channel at Bashir TV channel and on Instagram at Bashir TV podcast. We look forward to seeing you once again, and thank you. Thank you for your support. Subscribe. I see you next time. Bye. Cheers. We'll be right back.